The flight dynamics officer has confirmed Al Worden's assessment of the landmark tracking. He reports that we appear to have gotten sufficient information from the landmark tracking to update the location of the landing site. And this would appear to clear the way for carrying out the landing on the planned revolution on the next rev. We'll be giving a go for the powered descent on reacquiring at the beginning of the 14th revolution. The command module Endeavor, now in a more or less circular orbit. Al Worden reported that the onboard computations of the orbit following the circularization burn were 65.2 by 54.8, which is very close to what we had anticipated, and we'll be getting a ground computation of that orbit before too much longer. But it would appear from the information passed down to the ground by Worden that the circularization maneuver was almost precisely as planned. Both crews, Irwin and Scott aboard the lunar module and Worden aboard the command module, are presently involved in making the final alignments of their guidance system platforms prior to the powered descent.
Falcon, Houston.
Go ahead, Ed.
Let's see if you can reach Endeavor and ask him to bring the high gain up at the flight plan angles, please. Minus 69 and 114.
Roger. Endeavor, this is Falcon. How do you read? Roger, Houston would like you to bring up the high gain to minus 69 and a 114.